Welcome to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with two of the coordinators of Teens Work Alachua. It's a collaboration between the Children's Trust of Alachua County and Goodwill Industries of North Central Florida. So a special welcome to Marla Meredith, and she is the Senior Manager of Internships in Duval and Alachua County for Goodwill. And Christy Goldwire, Children's Trust of Alachua County Chief Operating Officer. So thank you both for taking time out of your very busy day to tell us more about this program. And you said this is the fourth summer that it's going to be happening. And I believe the time frame is June 16th through July 27th. So exactly what is Teens Work Alachua?
Yeah, thank you for having me here today to talk about this amazing program. So Teens Work Alachua is a collaboration between Goodwill Industries of North Florida and the Children's Trust of Alachua County, as you said. And we work with 14 to 18-year-olds who go to school and live in Alachua County for internship opportunities over the summer. And those students are placed with our business partners. So we are recruiting lots of businesses all throughout town right now to host the students. And those students go into the businesses for 6 to 8 weeks over the summer. And they work in those businesses as employees to learn hands-on kind of skills and to get an introductory lesson into the field that they may be interested in going into. And the goal of the program is to really create a talent pipeline. So what we're hoping to do is to introduce the students to the industries here in Alachua County that they could potentially work in after they're done with their education programs, and to introduce the employers to the students to start kind of creating that networking opportunity and to start building up those skills so that the students are ready to enter the workforce when they're done with their education.
How many students do you usually have participate?
So over the summer, we're planning to have 260 students.
Wow. And how did Children's Trust get involved in this? Do you help pipeline the students toward this program?
So we are the funder. The cost of ensuring that 260 students can be placed in these businesses, as well as contracting with Goodwill to ensure that the staff is available to manage this program. The trust is allocating about $945,000 to this program. So in addition to all the other programs that the trust is funding, we're the funder, we're the supporter, we are their biggest cheerleader also because they do such a wonderful job.
That's wonderful. And what kind of businesses are these students going to be working at?
Yeah, so there are all types of different opportunities from city offices like Gainesville and McNopee. I know that they're already on board. And then there's a variety of different fields that students can work in the program. And we're also recruiting more varieties along the way. But we've worked with barber shops, theaters, museums, restaurants, any type of business that you can think of, there's a place for a student intern potentially. So we really like to recruit as many different types of businesses as possible to give the students the opportunity to really work in the field that they're interested in, and to introduce all of the different business partners in the community to working with youth and to building up their next generation of employers.
So these are students age 14 to 18. So that would be middle school through high school.
Yes.
And how did they find out about this program?
Yeah, we do a lot of different recruitment tactics from social media, of course, because we know that's where
really?
A lot of our students
are.
Social media? Yes. Yes, that seems to be very helpful. And then we go out into the community going to different fairs and businesses and schools and anywhere that there may be youth in the community. Our team is out boots on the ground trying to make sure that everyone knows about this program so that students can take advantage of it and really start, you know, learning about those careers that they can go into.
So is there an interview process to select which ones go to which facility? Do any of them come to work at Children's Trust by chance?
They do. They
there
do. We normally take two students each summer. They have an opportunity there to learn about how we fund programs, how we create programs. We have a communications department at the trust, fiscal department, program department, our executive leadership. So they have the opportunity to rotate throughout those departments to learn a little bit more about future careers.
That's great. So it's probably great refreshing faces coming
yes.
in to,
yes.
to help everyone. So how many students have done this in the past? Is it normally over 200 that come and apply?
Yeah, so we've served over 800 students here in Alachua County between our summer and our fall program. So during the fall, the students have the opportunity to come in and do a leadership course for 12 weeks. And with that, they are doing civic engagement and learning to be leaders to prepare for their next summer session. So this past fall, we hosted 40 students, and they worked on beautification projects throughout the county and created a toolkit for others who may be interested in getting involved in beautification work.
So when you say beautification work, what exactly do you mean there?
Yeah, so their main focus was to do cleanups, and so they went out into the community, into several different parks and areas, and did physical cleanups. They also worked on a growing project, so planting flowers and trees and things like that, and they created this guide for people. So if you're interested in learning about recycling, if you're interested in advocacy work and learning who to contact, all of those resources are in this guide that they put together for their peers in the community.
This is amazing. It sounds like quite an interesting process and project for all of these students here. So you said you've already gotten applications, and it's going to start June 16th through July 27th. And so independently, they go to these different businesses?
Yeah, so what happens is we bring the students in for an onboarding process. For a lot of our students, this is the first time that they will be working, they're entering the workforce. And so we bring them in and walk them step by step through onboarding. So just like we as adults go through all of the hiring paperwork that's necessary, we sit down with them, show them what that's like, and help them fill it all out. We also do an interview at that time, and we use that interview to help place the students in the businesses that we think that they'll be most successful in and that we think that they can give back to the business the best in. So through that interview process, we learn, you know, what the students are interested in, where they're located, and when they're available. And we match the students based off of those factors to try to make sure that there's a successful pairing. We know that transportation can be a barrier for a lot of youth. So we literally put them on a map and put the businesses on a map and then use those interviews to do that pairing process.
That's great. So do you have partners that help with transportation as well? Or is Children's Trust your partner with transportation?
There is. We have allocated or approved funding in the budget before to support transportation needs for our youth. We also know that the City of Gainesville supports youth through their program to help students get to and from different locations throughout, you know, the year. That has actually nothing to do with Teens Work Alachua. It's just a program that they offer. And then we are constantly working with our rural areas and our other municipalities to ensure the youth have access to services in there. I think what's important about what Marla said is mapping the site of the businesses and where the teens live to try to ensure that we reduce the barrier in transportation and match them to a business that is in the community, in the neighborhood where they reside.
So you're making it as easy as possible to not only get the job, but to be able to get to the job. So that's great. So if people want to find out more information, what is the best website, or is there an application process online?
So students and businesses can both go to goodwillnorthfl.org to apply. There's an educations tab, and under that, they'll see Teens Work Alachua. And they can both go on there and fill out an application, so student or business. And then we have a team of job coaches who guides everyone through the process. So not just the students, they're also support to the businesses. They're really that liaison piece that makes sure the program keeps running. And so those job coaches are available to help with the application process and, you know, getting everybody onboarded and set up and ready to go. And then throughout the program, they also help these students, you know, kind of navigate that work experience with goal setting and things like that along the way. They check in each week with them. They also check in with the business each week to make sure that everything's going well. They come out for site visits, and they really help facilitate the whole program.
That sounds great. We're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back and talk about some of the success stories from your program. So just 1 minute, and we'll be back. Welcome back to Tell Me About It on WUFT 89.1 and 90.1. I'm Sue Wagner here today with two of the coordinators, actually one coordinator and one funder for Teens Work Alachua. Thank you to Marla Meredith from Goodwill. She's the Senior Manager of Internships, not only in Alachua County, but also in Duval County. And Christy Goldwire, who is the Chief Operating Officer of Children's Trust of Alachua County. And together, they bring Teens Work. It's the fourth summer. It's a session from June 16th through the 27th, and they have businesses all over the county. So far, they have 67 signed up, and they want to have at least 100 for these students age 14 to 18 have an opportunity to work and learn a possible career path. So thank you to both of you for being here. So tell us a little bit more about success stories of this program.
Yes, so we're always hoping that students can, you know, really dive into that career field that they're interested in. And we hope that the businesses are seeing and feeling the value of having the students there as well. And so I'm happy to report we know that we've had over 11 students gain permanent employment post-program. So meaning that the businesses have invited those students to come on and stay. We know that that's not possible in every circumstance, but we do love to see that happen. And that is a major goal of the program. And one story that we do love to highlight is we had a student come in one summer and she was really interested in law and government and policy. And so she was able to be placed at a law firm. And then the next summer, she was able to be placed with a state representative. And now she is off to college in Atlanta, Georgia, working for another state representative. And we feel like this program really helped kind of open that door, give her the experience that she needed to be able to do that. And those are the types of stories we love to hear about. Big and small, any success we can get from a student or business that's participated, we just love to promote it. We have students constantly coming back to report that they've just gained confidence and they feel like they're more prepared and ready to enter the workforce. And I feel like that's so much of it. It's just getting them excited and feeling like they can do it so that they're willing to take those chances to apply for jobs or take the next step in their education, those sorts of things along the way.
And what kind of businesses are primarily involved in this project?
Yeah, so there's all sorts of businesses, from city and government offices to the arts to, we have a lot of different nonprofits that are involved. I can name a few. For example, we have Santa Fe College, Girls Place, Nothing Bundt Cakes, Star Center, YMCA, Fame of Fades, Blue Highway Pizza, lots of different opportunities for students depending on what they're interested in. And there's a lot of different things that students can do. I know that's a question we get a lot from the businesses. Well, if they come work for me, what would they be doing? And that's really up to the business. And I think that we can help them kind of navigate what that looks like for them. If it's answering phones, if it's working on marketing and outreach, if it's working on data entry, or a project that's been sitting there for a while that everyone's like, we got to get this started, but we don't have anyone to help, then a student can come in for the summer and really get that off the ground. So there's so many different things that they can do. And if anyone has questions about, you know, what a student could be doing or how they could partner with us, we would love to just talk through it, you know, kind of explore the opportunities to partner. And I can give a phone number here. It's 904-606-5178 or twa@goodwillnorthfl.org. If any business partner is interested in reaching out just to kind of talk through what a partnership could look like or to learn more about what it means to be a business who comes on board with us for the summer.
That's great. And we'll post that on our webpage as well for this particular episode so people can have that handy. And Christy, you've mentioned that you also accept business sponsorships or the businesses sponsor a student. What's involved in that?
So I'll tell you a little and then I'll throw it over to Marla. What we know is that within the trust limited budget, because we fund so many other programs, is that we don't want to reach a brick wall to where we can't accept many more children. And so this year we worked with Goodwill to start a campaign to inform the community about businesses who can sponsor a child for the summer. Not only can you accept a child within your business to work during the summer, but you can sponsor their time. You would be sponsoring their summer wages, whether they're in your business or another business within the community. That opportunity is available so that we can reach more children. Marla mentioned to me earlier this morning that there were well over 600 applications, but we could only accept 260 students. And so this program is high demand for our students in Alachua County. And in order for us to reach more, we need more support from the community.
That's great. And how are they finding out about this opportunity? Is it counselors at school or?
Yes. And so also word of mouth. So there we have a lot of students who go back to school and talk to their peers and say, you know, hey, I participated in Teens Work Alachua. You should start. I hear families, parents telling other parents about it in churches and in community centers. And so the word is getting around. But also we use social media. That's how parents are also finding out about the program. The trust has information on our website. We produce communications that we send out to the population within Alachua County to ensure not only the students, but the families are receiving information as well as through our school district. We have in Alachua County Public Schools what we call Peach Jar. And so that is how the school communicates and provides families with information for all of the students as well.
Did you say Peach Jar?
Peach Jar.
Okay, that's a new one there. That's really interesting. So you have a lot of students that repeat year after year, or is it just a one-time thing?
Yeah, we do have students that come back. And like Christy said, they also bring a friend, bring a family member when they come back. And that's so awesome to see. We're onboarding students right now and watching family groups come in where it's a sibling who did it the year before and now they've got a younger sibling with them or cousins and friends who they've brought along the way. And I think that that's a testament to the program and the work that's being done, that the students are excited about it and that they want to bring family and friends in, that they're recommending it to be able to expand to serve all of the students who are interested. We do rely on the donations of the community to help kind of bolster those spots for the students.
So is this program unique to Alachua County, or is it something you do throughout the country with various organizations?
Yeah, so Goodwill Industries of North Florida started a similar program in Duval County. We started working with that program back in 2021. And then when this opportunity came along here in Alachua County, we were able to replicate similarly to our program in Duval to bring it here to Alachua in 2022. And we're running a very similar program in Duval. It's called Mayor's Youth at Work Partnership. The dates are the same. It's going to be June 16th through July 27th. And there again, students are working 6 to 8 weeks with business partners in the community. They also get paired with a job coach along the way for support. And students can also work 25 hours per week there. So it was a very similar model that we moved down here.
That's nice. I wish opportunities were available for me way a few years ago when I got in the workforce.
Yeah.
This is really great. So please tell us the web address again where people can get the application to sign up, and then also the phone number you provided earlier.
Yeah, so it's goodwillnorthfl.org, and under the Educations tab, there's an Education Program tab, and under there, it's Teens Work Alachua, and students as well as businesses can sign up on that page. There's also a link to donate on that page. So we were talking about bolstering those spots for students so we can serve more youth this summer. If a business is out there thinking, you know, we don't have capacity right now to necessarily host a student in-house, but I'd like to participate in some way, that's a way that you can, you know, partner with us and still make sure that you're involved in the work that's happening here. And that link is also on that page. And the website is goodwillnorthfl.org. And then to reach us for questions, you can email us at twa@goodwillnorthfl.org, or you can call us at 904-606-5178.
Well, Christy and Marla, thank you very much, and more success with Teens Work Alachua this summer. So thanks, and we hope to have you back again.
Thank you.
That was Marla Meredith and Christy Goldwire from Teens Work Alachua on today's episode of Tell Me About It. To listen to previous episodes of the show, go online at wuft.org/tellmeaboutit or on the WUFT media app. I'm Sue Wagner on Tell Me About It on WUFT.